Where you embrace that senior citizen discount.
I should use that. I should ask that one day. I was like, hey, how you doing?
You got senior discount?
You got a senior discount? I was born in the late 1900s. I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, I just wanted to see. I heard it's $4 Tuesday. Yeah, $4 Tuesday.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area, ooh!
Yeah.
I am Shikoya G.
Bad man, birthday reasons in here.
it's your boy, Damani.
That sounds like a struggle to get out. If this is your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. We greatly appreciate you guys. For joining us. If it is your first time being here, this is a podcast about, well, okay, let me backtrack. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast where we love to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white, which in layman's terms means this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be food, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and we'd love to bring you guys in on them. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend while you're here. And also, if you want to join the good people of the Gray Area and get access to this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, make sure you join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month.
1, 2, 3.
You can join our Patreon and be a part of the good people. Join in on the conversation. And also even check out our other exclusive content like The Standard by Being Breathed, as well as some other behind-the-scenes content. You'll get behind the scenes of the Love Game EP, the making of that, and some other great stuff that we have on the way. But that was a mouthful. So, how y'all doing?
I'm good. I honestly need a nap, but I'm great.
You're great.
Great.
And you're good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm exceptional.
Exceptional. All right. I'm swell. That's the word I used yesterday, so I'm going to use it again today.
That's amazing.
I'm doing swell today. And I'm glad that we ate before we started the pod. Because this was going to be a lot of stomach growls was about to happen. But what are we talking about today, y'all?
Today, we are talking about relationships.
Oh, wait, backtrack. Hold on. Before we jump into relationships, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Woo!
Yeah, happy birthday. He is officially old man Breeze.
It's officially kicked in.
It's officially kicked in as of today. Erkel said happy birthday.
Thank you.
But we just want to say you're a great person.
Aw.
And we appreciate you being here. This is an old man Breeze.
It's a mindset. I don't subscribe to that. Young and vibrant.
But, yeah, you're a dope individual. Make sure y'all say happy birthday to Breeze. By the time everybody else sees it, it is going to be after his birthday. But we don't care. Yeah. It's going to be after my birthday, too. But we don't care. Tell Breeze happy birthday. Now.
It's my birthday till it's not.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it is again. All right, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we are talking about relationships, the importance of relationships, and the fact that everything is a relationship. If you want to see things grow, you have to nurture said thing accordingly. Like whether it's your relationship with money, relationship with people, it would be romantic, platonic, a parent-child relationship, child-parent relationship, a boy and his dog. Relationship. A relationship with your car, how you take care of your car, a religious relationship, a relationship with God, spirituality, however you, whatever, everything is connected through relationship. Like everything is a relationship. And I feel like the sooner we learn that and the sooner we value the importance of relationships, yeah, life would be, like, your own life would be a lot better. My life, let me speak for myself, my life would be a lot better.
So, what do you think is the, okay, first of all, before I ask that question, what made you think about this?
I've been thinking about this for years.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
You thought it was deeper than that?
I didn't know if something was a recent
finding.
I didn't know if something happened and it made him think about it. It was like, you know what?
I don't know the reasoning or why I've been thinking about it, but I've been thinking about it for years. And what made me think about it recently was just like a conversation in Colorado about relationship, like friendship relationship. And, like, you have to nurture these things if you care about it. And I'm like, everything is a relationship. So if we treat everything as a relationship, things won't be as difficult. Because when you care about something or want something to grow, you treat it differently. Like, you actually care for it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. When you care about something, you put forth effort towards it. So if we put forth effort towards everything else, effort towards understanding it, getting to know it, being kind to it, grace, just spending time with it in its presence, whatever it is, it'll be a lot smoother. I feel like that relationship, whatever it is, it'll be a lot smoother. Even if it doesn't last long, it's like now you have a clear conscience of I tried. Like, I did my best. I put my best foot forward. Yeah, so it's just like a thing of constant improvement.
Okay.
And every relationship, how you treat every relationship, it stems from how you treat yourself. So everything goes back to how I treat myself.
Okay, that was going to be my question. I was going to say, what do you think is the most relationship for you to have?
The most relationship?
The most relationship. I don't know how to answer that one.
The most important relationship for you to, like, have and nurture.
Yeah, I think it's the relationship with yourself.
What? Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's definitely the relationship with yourself. And, I feel like we talked about this slightly before, not on the pod, but just in general, about everything being a relationship and just recognize, like, I think once you recognize that, now it's like, all right, well, what is my relationship like with this thing? Like, whether you, like you said, money, like, what's my relationship with money? What's my relationship with my hair? What's my relationship with, like, my clothes and, like, how I dress, like, whatever it is. And I think it just, it kind of makes it more... everything more personal, but also everything more, like, I guess, connected. Because, like, you have to, if it's a relationship, you gotta act, like you said, kind of put forth effort, or you don't, and you can see what happens when you don't. Because there's some things that we don't have great relationships with, and it's like, I mean, sometimes I guess it could be for a good reason. Like, you know, I'm trying to not have a good relationship with laziness. That's one where I'm like, I don't really want to. Just regardless, in general, just nurture, figuring out what relationships that you should nurture, which ones you should kind of, like, I guess, not put as much effort towards or whatever. I don't know where I was going with this, but I agree. Somewhere in this, I agree with something. When we play the tapes back, you're going to see I agree. That's all I got right this second. Man. What about you?
I mean, I do agree. I feel like your relationship with yourself is most important relationship. I feel like for a while, I don't know. For a long time, I didn't see everything as a relationship, right? I think it wasn't until I started reading, I don't know what book it was.
I feel like it was The Mountain Is You. I don't know why that was the first one that I thought of.
Nah, for me, it was like, it was You Are a Badass. But I can't remember if it was the one about money or the other one. And Atomic Habits
was the one that I remember. That's what I was going to say.
Or the regular book or the one about money. Ah, sorry. I can't remember which one it was, but between those two books, that's when I started looking at like other things as relationships. Like I was always looking at like, okay, my relationship with food, or I wouldn't even phrase it that way, but I started realizing like certain things were connected, I guess, in how I, like how I ate, or my relationship with food was connected to like sometimes like emotional things. So I was an emotional eater, because, you know, I don't do that anymore, guys. So just even looking at my relationship with like the relationship between my emotions and like the food, and like what I'm eating and why I'm eating it, or what time I'm eating it, and different things like that. And when I started looking at that things, then, and changing, once I started looking at that stuff, I started being able to pinpoint things that maybe I wanted to change, or I should change, so that I could like be healthier. Or even like my relationship with money, I know I talked about that a couple times. Like once I started looking at that as an actual relationship, because like people be saying, oh yeah, your relationship with this thing, but like when you look at it like as if it is like, I guess it's an inanimate object, but when you look at your connection to it as an actual relationship, like a friendship type of thing, mm-hmm. it's like then you start really thinking like, okay, if this was my friend, then how would I treat it? Or like, you know, how would I, like, would I still be friends with somebody who treated me bad? Mm-hmm. No. So why am I still holding on to this, I don't know, this dairy that's tearing my stomach up every time I see it? Like, that's toxic. Like, I don't want it to be a toxic relationship, so how can I make sure that it's not a toxic relationship? Like, that type of thing. I feel like what Devani also said was valid about, I'm not 100% sure where I was going.
That's funny.
When we roll the tapes back, you'll see that it, I agree. go ahead.
I was gonna say, okay, you had mentioned something about money. I had saw online somebody say, like money, it was either money or abundance, one of the two. They were saying like that, like the relationship of money and abundance is like it's a feminine energy, and they were saying like if you were to treat it like you were with a woman, like typically it's like you have to feel like women would have to feel safe enough to express themselves in the area. So if money is that way. If the money doesn't feel safe enough for you to do what you said you were gonna do with it, it's gonna come and go. And I was like, that's an interesting way
to look at it.
But just in general, I think when you look at things as a relationship, now you have to ask why certain things are the way they are. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't sleep, it's like, all right, what is my relationship with sleep like? Mm. And it's like, oh, I only sleep when I have no option or I push myself way past the point when I'm actually tired. So it's like, oh, now that I'm asking that, like my relationship with sleep is I don't actually sleep. I take cat naps, or I, you know what I'm saying? Like I fight sleep anytime it's coming to me. So just whenever I start thinking about it as a relationship, now I'm forced to ask, well, why is this like this? Or what am I doing? Like, whether it's food, like why am I overeating? Why am I blah, blah, whatever it is.
I feel like I agree with that. It's an accountability thing. Like, once you look at it as a relationship, now I have to take accountability, because add relationship plus main character energy, it's all on me. It's only going to get fixed if I take the first step, if I take initiative to get this however I want it to be. So, yeah, it helps at least me take accountability or ownership over whatever it is, however I want this relationship to blossom or not blossom.
Yeah, even just going back to like your relationship with yourself, I realized recently that I haven't in the past. That was like really tough to get out. I don't know why.
It was like Bodman birthday breeze.
Sweetie bees. I haven't had.
In the past, I hadn't been very kind to myself. Aww. Like, and no, like, I mean, I love myself, but it's like in a lot of ways, like when we talk about pushing ourselves to the limit a lot of times, or like overworking or different things like that, I had to realize, like, girl, You don't got to do all that. Like, I being kinder to myself in a way that I've never seen before, is something that I've been working on. I just realized this like a week or two ago. But like even just being, I guess, being hard on myself as far as like the standards that I like put on myself for, even just like the all work, no play mentality, or I gotta make it to this point before I, you know, enjoy life or whatever it is. Even if it seemed like a smaller thing, I realized that, like I need to be kinder to myself, and in being kinder to myself, it's treating myself better. And then in being like treating myself better, then I can live a better life. And then doing that, like I get the things that I want, but it's like, it starts with me actually being a lot more kind with myself. Like,
yeah. I was gonna say, I know for me, with being kind to myself, it just like in all aspects, and also with things that like that are challenging me. I was thinking about like when if I would hit like a block in certain things when I was doing stuff creatively, right? One, recognizing that, all right, I either dislike, there's a portion of this that I dislike that I'm trying to avoid. So it's like, why do I dislike this? Let me see if I can find a way to make this more enjoyable. And then two, it was from another clip I saw online. It was like, you wouldn't yell at a flower if it didn't bud yet.
Right.
You wouldn't be like, ah, you're not budding. It's like, no, it's going to do it when it's time, right? It's just, you just got to wait for it to be time. So it's like, be gentle with yourself. It's like, all right, cool. I'm not getting this at this very moment. I'll come back a little bit later, try from a different angle, see if I can figure it out that way. But it's like, there's really no need to yell at yourself, like, especially when you're not getting something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no need to be beating yourself up. You already don't get it. So let's not add on a little, some negative words. Like, let's not add that on to the process. Like, that's not...
Yeah,
and especially like when you think about it, if you were doing something and then another person just came into the room while you was not getting it right, and they were like, hey, you're not getting none of this right, you look stupid, you'd be like, man, if you don't get out of my room, like, if you, I'm working. So it's like, why do we do that with ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just kind of nurturing and having a better relationship with like how you speak to yourself and all of that stuff.
I was gonna say, if you don't see anything other than that, then it makes sense why we typically do that. Because, like, when we little, you don't really see too many people being kind to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they might go buy some stuff to make themselves feel better, or do stuff to make themselves feel better. But actually, genuinely being kind to themselves, like, ah, I didn't get it right, but it's cool. We're going to do it again. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'm actually tired. I'm gonna call out today because I value myself more than
this job,
that type of thing. Like, you really don't see people being kind to themselves regularly, like in a lot of environments.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like it's something that you have to actually come to terms with. I feel like that's the word I'm trying to find. Come to terms with once you experience, or once you get tired of not being kind to yourself.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I learned some years ago, I learned to start speaking kinder to myself, like choosing my words more wisely when I'm talking to myself. But as far as like the action behind it, like actually old habits and different things like that, that I guess are representative or show that I'm being kinder to myself, is like, oh, I just realized that. Like, you could go take a nap right now. You don't gotta fix everything. Like, you don't have to be Superwoman. You don't have to fix anything right now. You can just go lay down. Like, this ain't even your responsibility.
Yeah.
So
I was also gonna say, moving back just a little bit, but still in regards to relationships, something that I learned very quickly was that really nothing good comes from neglect, like a neglectful relationship. Because I use my car, for example, right? When you don't take care of your car, like if you just don't do nothing to it, like stuff will start breaking down. Like, if you don't start your car, it won't start up. Like, so, like, the longer you neglect, like, the relationship that you have where it's like, I only use this for when it, like, I only use this when I need it. Mm-hmm. It's like, it doesn't benefit you or the thing or the person or whatever that you're in the relationship with. So it's like, in just like putting forth the effort, I was realizing like, dang, there's a lot of things where it's like, I'm neglectful with it just because like out of sight, out of mind, or like, I'm like, nah, I don't have to do this right this second. And it's like, if you let it, it could be weeks, it could be months, it could be with whatever it is, whether it's like leaving your laptop, it could be leaving your laptop on for too long. It could be, that was something I did too. Wasn't even trying to come for your neck. I was just, this was me.
You talking to her?
Yeah, I was talking to her. Oh, I was talking to me originally. I was saying,
But like when you was like, I'm not trying to come for
your neck. Oh, yeah, I was talking to her. Oh, right. I don't know if you do that as well, but.
I mean, I do, yeah. But it's the reason why I learned. Mm-hmm. That's why I had to get a new battery for my other laptop, because I used to just leave it on. This one is for logic. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be going to have to read down. So I might go like a week, yeah. I'm a commit to once a week. I'm gonna shut it down.
Yeah, but that's my relationship with my laptop. I used to leave it on for, it used to be on for so long that I didn't remember the last time I turned it off. And I was like, you know what? And then when the battery started dying, I'm like, what's wrong with the battery? Why? Because it's been on for 3 weeks. Like just sleep. Like it's not even really asleep. It's in sleep mode. Like it's just. Like it didn't get a chance to rest. So it's like, I was just pushing that to the limit without regard for what it actually needs. And in the same breath with like people, things, whatever, like, I think when you recognize that it's a relationship, you're taking into account like what the other
thing needs
in order to survive. And the same thing with you. Like, what do you need?
To survive.
Yeah, to survive or whatever.
That's why it's good to have plans.
I thought you were gonna say plans.
Oh no, actual plants though. Like, because I feel like me taking care of my plant and like naming it and talking to it, okay, it depends on who you are, because some people are not good with plants. But I think that plants, when you realize that it's a relationship with that too. Like, as far as you recognize it, does it need to be watered? Like, even with the studies that they've done of you talking kindly to your plant, like, it determines, and her quote said, flowers bring spiders. It depends on what plants you got. But, so, like, talking to, because we got an aloe, we got a snake plant. I mean, you got a money tree.
And I got a little cactus.
I'm
about to get
like,
an orchid, too.
I'll be looking at the orchids when we go into the Whole Foods.
Yeah, I'm going to get
one. And I'll be like, it ain't enough sunlight down here consistently for me.
That's my favorite plant.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, when you realize, like, oh, talking to them actually helps them to grow. Like, if you say negative things to them or around them, a lot of negative energy in the room, then they actually don't grow well. They'll actually start to die. They'll start to wilt and stuff like that. So, like, that is, like, a good starting point of, even gauging how your relationship is with a lot of things, but also just, like, practicing being kinder to things or treating your things with care. Because I just want to also take better care of the stuff that I do have, like, appreciating the stuff that I have now. And then, you know, so that when I do move on, elevate, whatever it looks like, I'm already in the habit of appreciating the things that I had. So when I acquire new things, I just continue the process of taking care of those things as well. So, I mean, yeah, it just, yeah, plants.
Yeah, my plants. I was telling... I was talking to my plant, telling Cleo to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I was saying. And my plant has grown. I need to get a new pot for my plant. But you know, before I didn't. It kind of came up sooner than I was mentally ready for. But that's again the relationship I had. I was like, sometimes I would forget my plant was there. I'm in the room. I'm like, oh snap! I haven't talked to my plant. And it's like just because I'm doing I'm doing other things, and then by the time I get there, I'm like, you know, if I do nothing, she's gonna keep growing, but she needs more space
to grow.
And it's like, I can't, if I do nothing, she's gonna die. So I'm like, all right, I have to
take care of it,
you know. Yeah.
I was gonna say, even having, like with plants, even having positive conversations around the plant, even if you're not talking to plant, talking to the plant, that still helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so. Yeah, like, put your plants in places that you actually be at with good energy.
Yeah, and I mean, it'll start to show. It really depends, though, because some people really not good with plants at all. And, like, they plants, they not going to make it. But
as for me in my house.
Right. It's also, if you know, we got some, I don't know, our plants are pretty low maintenance. We don't got no super high maintenance plants, but we got to do a lot. Because we already recognize that we do a lot. So, but anyways, it's good. And it also helps to kind of gauge, like, the energy in the room and, like, how you've been mentally sometimes. Just helps you to reflect. Get a plant, Aaron.
One thing that I was thinking about, it don't got nothing to do with the topic. It might, but it has something to do with the day. I ain't never think about being 30.
I said that exact same thing last night when we was talking about. I was like, "Wow, he 30. That means." And I was like, "She had asked me what did it look like for you." I was like, "I didn't imagine nothing over 25."
Cause I was like, "Wow, you know, if because you literally had it, mm-hmm. I never had." So he said, "Wow, he's 30. So that means that I'm almost 29." Like you said, that means I'm about to be 29. I was like, that means I'm about to be 29. So I was like, my life definitely looks a lot different than I expected when I was younger.
Now I can sit like this and not have to explain myself.
But I was like, it looks a lot different than what I thought it would look like when I was younger. And I was like, okay, yeah, I was just like, I thought that I was going to be like married on my third kid already, like mom, and you know.
She had you when she was 30?
When she was 28.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Word.
So, so I was just like, I thought I would be like, you know, a little bit further along in my career and stuff like that, the house, the kids, the marriage, having it all. And then I asked Imani, I was like, what did you think? Like, does your life look like how you thought it was going to look? Like, what did you think it was going to look like then? And
it's not even like I envisioned anything bad after 25. It was like 25. I was like, yeah, all right, cool. This is, yeah, I'm old now. You know, that's what my mom was like. Yeah, all right, 25. I had some kids. Yeah, okay. And then I got there and I was like, this is.
Not this it.
Is, yeah, I was like, right now? Why did I think now? I thought
this is not the time.
So I was like, 20 what? So yeah. And then the part after, especially now, it's like I felt like I was freestyling. I've been freestyling anything after 25, especially after COVID. I had no idea this was gonna look like this. I wasn't thinking about that. Now I'm thinking about 30s. 40s.
I'm glad I can inspire. Say no, I do have a question. Do y'all feel like y'all wasted y'all 20s?
Not at all.
Y'all on y'all way out of 20.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say.
I just left 20.
Yeah, he just left the 20 club.
Erica said, at this point, I'm just going with the flow. Nothing turned out how I thought. Honestly, I don't feel like I wasted my 20s, not completely. I do feel like I did waste a lot of time in certain areas, but I had a lot more growing to do than I realized. That was just what it is. She said she had a blast in her 20s.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah, my 20s were fun. I think I cared a little too much about stuff that I didn't need to do. I think that's if there was one thing I would have told my younger 20-year-old self, I would have been like, yeah, you know what? Like, you can care, but you don't got to care that much. Like, you can care, but...
Not that much.
It's just not that big a deal.
Yeah, something that you said the other day was, it's only a big deal if you make it a big deal. And then once you said that, I realized, wow, I'll be making some big deal. And it'd be like, all right, a crumb fell. And I'm just like, the crumb! Oh my gosh, did y'all see the crumb? This is the next step. It was a sign that we need to... And it was like, nah, the crumb just fell. Like, just pick it up. That was it. Just pick it up. Erica said, I'm so glad they didn't have, social media didn't exist when I did the stuff I did. Wow. Need to hear some of those stories.
Yeah. Ripping and running.
Right. But yeah, I definitely feel like I cared a lot about stuff that I just didn't need to care about. I recognize that now, which means my 30s. I'm just gonna be lit. I'm just gonna have fun.
Yeah, first time I thought about my 30s was somebody was like, your 30s is gonna be lit. Like, they had told me that, and I was like, 30s, you right. They are. I should have said, nah, my life lit now. And then that would have.
Yeah, I'm going to have fun in my 30s.
I don't need to wait 5-6 years to be lit. But like you said, I had to learn some things. I had to grow.
I had to grow and learn.
You know, I had to nurture myself, my relationship with self. It wasn't where it needed to be. So now we're getting there, and life is beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I think my relationship with everything is...
changed.
Yeah.
I'm delivered.
But I feel like... Oh, go ahead. What you about to say?
Yeah, I think my relationship with pretty much everything is improved. Really, after I improved my relationship with myself. Mm-hmm. But, and like...
Thank you. She said my hair looks nice. Thank you. I was concerned. Sorry.
It's cool. My relationship has gotten better with everything when I improved my relationship with myself and my relationship with time in general, because I used to think that stuff had to happen during a certain time and certain age. Like, I thought it felt like it was a cutoff. Going back to the age thing, I felt like it was a cutoff age for certain things. Like, you shouldn't be doing this at this age. And it's like,
I was sorry to cut your wisdom.
You good?
I was looking in the mirror today, and I just started thinking about music, because my music it was because I was recording. And I was like, my music got so much better, but I'm older. Like, I'm older. My music got so much better. Do they still want to hear me?
Boy.
I mean, you could let them tell you no.
If right. You put, like, it out. Put it out.
If
first.
I leave,
they're going to miss me, man.
And is they still going to love me, man?
But yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of growing to do in my 20s. I'm grateful for the growth. And now I could just be free. But also, I'm still in my 20s. So
I'm still haven't quite left the club yet.
Ain't leave yet. I'm still out here.
I'm still in the club.
Still out here. So, but I'm going to enjoy the rest of my 20s. my
30s
gonna be fun too.
We lit, man. Wait up. Not today though, but
starting.
Starting Monday. You know, back then.
I definitely need to start working out again, because I was out here like not doing nothing. I was doing yoga, but not the exercise ones. I be doing the ones to wake up my muscles.
I'll be good for like 6 weeks.
Why is it such a big deal to come out of your 20s? Because, like...
It's a new decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, all right, it's hyped up going into your 20s. Then you get there. And you be like, this ain't actually what I expected. So then it's a little nerve-wracking getting to your 30s. And then it's like, am I old? Am I not old? Am I young? I feel young. I actually feel like a baby. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Y'all
Y'all make me ancient at 44.
You're not.
It's a mindset.
I was gonna say, I think for me, it's not even that. It was like I wasn't even mentally prepared to be this close to the end of the 20. Like I felt like
it came so fast.
It felt like I was in. I'm in the 20. How old are you? 2020. And then all of a sudden, it's like you 28. Oh, you almost 30. Almost what?
Right.
I was like, nah, I'm still young. Hold on.
The other day, he was like, I'm closer to 20 than I am 30. And I was like, no, you're not.
I think I said 25.
I was like, no, you're not.
I know. That's why I was like, nah. I was like, wow, that's crazy. I didn't even realize. Exactly. I think that, to me, that's what it was. It was like the time flew. And it was like, I was present, but I wasn't present. I was like, whoa.
I feel like the 30s for me is so exciting because I have a plan. Like I wasn't even like I didn't even use my 20s to be wilding.
We just learned how to plan.
But yeah, now I have some clarity. Like I'm working towards something.
It's like
the stuff that I felt like I needed in my 20s. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. All I need is me, myself, and I.
I think it's also a thing where, like, we did a lot of
soul searching
and focusing in our 20s, and not like a lot of like partying and stuff like that. Like, I mean,
the little party.
We did a little bit of partying, but like, I don't know. I did a lot of worrying in my 20s.
Me too.
And
now I'm all worried out. It's like crying. I used to cry a lot when I was little. I'd be difficult to shed a tear.
It do be difficult for him. But like, I feel like somebody has said once you figure out your 20s, you're about to leave. Yeah, you start to leave your 20s. The then once thing, you figure out your 30s, 30s. You start to leave your 30s. But it's like, dang, I just figured this out, and I'm like, I want to.
That's true, the stuff that I figured out.
Like I needed this.
Yeah, I think that was Gambino. Yeah, he was like, oh, as soon as you figured out what you were supposed to do with your 20s, right as you leave your 20s, and then the same, like it's just but it's cool. It's funny.
Yeah.
That ain't funny.
We still laughing.
Oh,
no,
we was laughing. That ain't funny.
Ah, but I mean.
30? Well, now you got. This is why it's important to have some mentors, some people that are older than you to tell you what to give you the game, so that you can know what to do with your 30s. Now that you're in the 30s, now that you're a baby in your 30s,
right?
So that you can be prepared.
I'm prepared. I'm still in my 20s.
All right.
Who told you that?
I'm young and vibrant.
He going off the Ethiopian
calendar. Erica said, listening to you all hanging on to 20s, you're not convincing me about being in my 40s. You all have been so goal-driven and had a fast-paced life when you were younger. I understand why you all realize you are an adult and can rest, breathe, and enjoy yourself now.
I don't think I had a fast-paced childhood.
Yeah, I don't think our childhood was fast-paced. I feel like we were still kind of goal-oriented a little bit. I was goal-oriented when I was little, but I don't think my childhood was fast-paced.
The environment was fast-paced.
My 20s went a little quick, though. You all spoke about being rushed. Being rushed all the time. Yeah. I guess it was fast-paced. We were being rushed.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's also why the 20s go by so fast, or like a lot of the years go by, because it feels like you're supposed to be somewhere. It's almost every single time. It's like I'm supposed to be somewhere. By 25, I'm supposed to be somewhere with my life, with the things that I want to do. So it's like if
you better wake up and pay attention. Go ahead.
But
hoorah.
Well, yeah, it's almost like everybody's trying to get. It's like you're trying to go to a party and somebody's trying to rush you to get there. And then even when you get there, they're like, "All right, come on, the party, enjoy the party. We got somewhere else to be. And it feels like you always have somewhere else to be as opposed
to,
like,
you know what it is? It's a trap, right? They try to give you milestones to reach in your 20s so you don't get the experience, the luxuriousness of life once you leave your 20s. I'm living now, you know? Okay. Forget the milestones, people. Live your life. Be free. Charismatic.
She said Grammarly keeps editing my comments. That's why they are so long. Listen, I hate Grammarly. Yeah. Let's move on. Talk to you about it later. Destroyed my laptop in college. Yeah, when it first came out.
Mm-hmm. I never had it.
I was doing my honors thesis. That's a whole nother story. That's about my early 20s.
Yeah, them early 20s. I didn't even feel like I was getting old until, like, I would talk to somebody and they would be like, I'm 23, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm 28, and their reaction to me being 28, they would be like, oh.
Right.
And I'm like, what you mean, oh? We still in the same?
First time I got called old.
Same decade. Yeah. Not the same generation. Yeah, but like the same decade.
You're not that much younger. Yeah, and I'm like, but then I remember with 23, like, having a conversation with a 23, I'm like, wow, you really, that's crazy. You wasn't alive when,
wow. You wasn't alive when Yusuke was fighting with his spirit gun.
My goodness. I was like, you 23, I think 23, that means you was born in 2000.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, people that be younger than us be thinking they older than us.
Oh, yes.
When they meet us.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people that's younger than us be thinking that they're older than us, and then we be telling them our age, and they be like, what?
I got young energy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's it.
She said the first time I realized I was old is when someone said ma'am to me and helped me put my...
help you what?
My backpack on my shoulder. I ain't get that yet.
Yeah, I'm not getting that. I mean, I be calling people sir and ma'am, but...
I be calling people sir. I don't usually call people ma'am.
I only call people I know. I only say yes sir and yes ma'am to people I know.
Yeah.
Like,
you.
Put some strangers.
I don't say that to strangers.
Yeah, when I was...
You barely get a yes.
She said this was in 2020.
The first time somebody made me feel a little bit older, it was when I was at the bank. And then I had the mask on, and she was like, how old are you? She was like, how old are you? Like, what, you probably just got out of high school. I was like, nah, not quite. She was like, what year you graduate? I was like, 20. And I said it, and then she was like, oh, okay, nah, you all right? You all right? I was like, wow,
what you mean?
She thought I was in high school, and I was like, nah, I graduated college like 4 years, like 3-4 years ago. She was like, whoa, all right, well, you have a wonderful day, baby.
Then he wouldn't talk to you though.
I was like, wow, that's crazy. I'm old.
When was the first time I realized I was old?
I'm not older. I don't subscribe to that.
The first time I realized I was an adult was when I was about to cuss out a lady that was in her 40s and I was like 24. And we was at church, though, too. So. It was that Girl Scout.
She said, don't let this Bible fool you.
It was that Girl Scout. But I didn't say nothing.
Satan, get behind me.
But I was just kind of like, you got one more time to disrespect me, and then I'm letting loose.
Four scores and...
But, yeah, I mean, the owner or the GM at the place where Kayla Ray had her wedding, he thought I was, like, 18. He was like, oh, you came all the way out here, you know, from school to sing for your sister's wedding or something like that. And I was like, no. He's like, how old are you? I was like, I'm 28.
I'm almost 30. What you talking about? Put some respect on my name. I'm almost 30.
He's like, oh my gosh. Really? I was like, yeah. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. But also, I'm a grown woman. Back up.
I'm a grown woman.
Never mind. I was just about to talk about the Get Ready With Me videos. How I always thought that said grown woman.
I did too. Years. I'm like, grown woman. And I'm like,
why they keep putting it? And then when I saw a man put it on his thing, and I was like,
that can't be grown woman.
But I saw it, I was like, all right, you know, maybe he.
You know, the times is changing.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't want to be disrespectful. I was like, all right, cool, grown woman. All right, word.
Nah, but it was like, it wasn't.
Get Ready With Me.
I was just watching the video. He was like, I knew y'all was going to ruin the Get Ready's With Me when people that can't dress started doing the Get Ready's With Me. It was like, why am I here? I don't even want to be in your room. Like, get me out of here. And then they had me self-conscious. I was like, you know what? I was going to start doing Get Ready With Me's, but maybe my outfit's not as good as they.
I think you should do them. Nah, I think you should do them, though. I be needing time to really process what I'm about to
put. Yeah, me too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She said, oh, and my nephew asked me if I was born in the 1900s.
You were?
Yeah, I
was too.
Yeah. But how they say it, it be sounding like, you were born in the late 1900s?
Yes,
late
1900s. Like you say, oh.
I embrace it.
I researched this and it happened in the late 1600s. Like, you know.
I was born in the late 1900s. We talked about this on one of the pods.
Oh, God.
Late 1900s. Word. Put some respect on my name.
Word. You
deference. So if I need a seat, get up. I was born in the late 1900s.
I'm going to say I was born with the Lion King.
Where you embrace that senior citizen discount.
I should use that. I should ask that one day. I was like, hey, how you doing?
You
I was born in the late. Yeah, you got a senior discount? I was born in the late 1900s. I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, I just wanted to see. I heard it's $4 Tuesday. You got $4 Tuesday?
She said, I think you all should do Get Ready With Me videos. I don't know. I'll let you know. I need some time. I'm
do grown woman videos.
Grown woman, yeah.
Do them grown woman videos.
I swore it was said grown woman. I just was like, my brain wasn't even thinking it was an acronym. It wasn't even like they had dots. It was all, I was like, oh, they look, grown woman. Yeah, I see what they were trying to do.
I was like,
How did y'all, I understand how y'all got grown woman, but it looked more like ground than grown woman.
Ground?
Like if it was
like ground, like the ground, or
it's
like,
either ground or growl. Like I would think growl, but for grown woman.
No, but the M is at the end.
The M was there.
Yeah.
W M.
Oh, groom. 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 Groom.
What is happening?
So I was like, maybe somebody just created it. They feel like writing it out, and then like you know, all every time I see it, it's
a lot of girls.
Well, it was
all it was all black women when I was seeing it.
Follow the black girl.
At first, it was all women, and then every time I saw it, all I heard was "I'm a grown."
I think the first time I realized
in my head,
first time I realized it, I think I saw you do a grown again. I was a grown woman.
You
know, I was like, that don't mean a grown woman. That don't mean a grown woman. Somebody, am I tripping? All right, maybe it's me.
Y'all trying to say I'm old, and y'all think Get Ready With Me, GRWM, mean grown woman.
Oh, listen, for like a good year.
I feel like you'd be surprised
y'all
how many people.
Y'all pushing
60. I feel like you'd be surprised how many people thought it said grown woman.
Put
We're going to put a poll up. Tell us if you think it says, in the comments, tell us if you think it says grown woman.
This is the clip you use for this comment.
My goodness.
Nah.
Is it Get Ready With Me a grown woman?
I thought it was grown woman for a long time.
Years.
That's just what I thought. I don't want to put years set on it, but
I'm going to say, no shame in my game. I'm almost never mind.
I'm almost 60, pushing 75.
Nah, I mean.
65 and ticking.
It was when it first happened. I just didn't know.
I'm embracing my age, Mr. Late 1900s. I'm embracing it.
Oh man!
I can't get with the late 1900s.
That's actually fire, though.
It made me feel like Harriet Tubman. Like yeah.
That makes me feel like horse and carriage.
Yeah, I do actually want to ride in a horse and carriage one day. See what it's like.
Oh yeah, I'm going horseback riding too.
heard it's not comfortable for the family jewels. So,
yeah, you know. I heard, but I'm going to still go.
I mean, I just want you to be prepared.
It's cool. If I can snowboard.
Don't do that. That's not the same. That is not a one-to-one. Oh, man. If I can snowboard, you can ride a horse?
That's crazy. If I could walk, I could ride a bike. If I could ride a bike, I could ride a horse.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's all. You remember that?
We had this conversation, and I was acting like I was dodging a wrench. My reflexes was slow. I was 30 kicking in.
So, you can't ride a horse?
I can ride a horse. Pause.
Word. Let's move on. We're not old, guys. We're young and body.
It's in the mind.
Nah, I actually feel very young, though. Like, yeah. I don't feel old. I feel like I learned what I needed to learn. And I mean, my 20s ain't over, so I'm still learning what I need to learn. Word. In my 20s. She said my nephews wear me out. TT Airdrop was out. What? When you went to school. What?
Oh, she was saying her nephews was saying TT Airdrop was out when you went to...
Oh.
I think that's how I
read. Oh, TT Airdrop. Okay, that makes more sense when you read it like that. I told him I graduated from college and... And what is that, 20? It said 202. Oh, 2020. I was about to say, hold on. You wasn't live in 202 AD.
Hey,
oh,
yo. Yeah, my cousin was born in 2008. I was like, that's the year Obama was elected. That's crazy.
My cousin was born in 2001. I guess 2008 later.
You know, I wasn't even gonna say nothing. I was gonna let it rock.
I know. But yeah. Y'all got any final thoughts?
Nah. None. 30 to new 20.
Okay, Jay-Z.
It's the same old 30.
Y'all got no thoughts on relationships, on leaving age. Your 20s.
Everything is a relationship. Treat everything like you would treat yourself, or the way that you treat yourself is how you treat everything. Yeah, be you. Elderliness is in the mind. We experienced. We not old. We experienced.
Seasoned. Yeah. It's crazy. I used to tell that to all of the old. I mean, the older people. <That's> But they be like, I'm not. You seasoned.
Yep.
Season.
Tasteful.
Somebody was like, I'm probably overdone, but I feel you. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's a slow bake. Yeah, you guys will get that later.
Oh, man, that's all I got.
Oh, thank you guys for joining us. My final thoughts are pretty much just enjoy your life, no matter what age you're at. No matter
what creed, color.
No matter if you were born in the 1900s or the 2000s.
Or if you a grown woman or a grown man.
Right.
Or get ready with me or...
Get ready with them. Like, you know, enjoy your life. Have fun. Get the lessons that you need and care. But not that much. All right. Thank
you. Know yourself and know your worth.
That too. Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shikoya D.
Badman birthday breezings in ear.
How's your boy Damani?
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend. And definitely join the good people of the Gray Area by joining our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. Join in on the conversation, shift the conversation, and also get access to other exclusive behind-the-scenes content that we have for you guys. We greatly appreciate everyone who is watching live and not live. And we will see you guys next week.
Adios. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.